From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris, and in this segment, we head to the Olympics. We have several stories today. First, it was a big day for two American women who came to Beijing with high hopes. After three silver medals, gymnast Shawn Johnson has finally won Olympic gold. It came on the balance beam in the game's final gymnastics competition. America's Sonia Richards did not fare as well. The runner was ahead in the final stretch of the 400 meters, but then she faded and settled for bronze. NPR's Frank Langfitt has our story, starting with the happy ending.
Shawn Johnson came to China as a favorite. She was the world champ in the individual all-around. But in event after event in Beijing, she kept coming up with silver. Her coach, Liang Chao, said before tonight's competition, Johnson had a headache and was shaky.
I would say there's a little bit more pressure on her shoulders. And today we had a little bit of rough warm-up.
But when she came out to compete, the 4'9" Johnson gave one of her signature power performances. She moved through a routine with confidence, landing solidly after each jump and flip. And when she nailed her dismount, the crowd in Beijing's National Indoor Stadium sensed she would win the medal that had eluded her.
It feels amazing.
That's Johnson talking to reporters after the event. The 16-year-old from West Des Moines was glowing and all grins.
To finally have the gold on my favorite event and the event that I worked so hard on, it's honestly the perfect ending to the story.
Johnson was fighting nerves before the competition, but she said her coach helped her relax and just focus on the routine.
I felt calm. I mean, for the first time, I think, in this whole experience, I really just let everything go, and I didn't think about what other girls had gotten or what the judges were going to give me. It's the Olympics. I wanted to finish it off as best as I could, and I just had fun.
U.S. Women's National Team Coordinator Martha Caroli said winning gold was crucial for Johnson.
She needed this. She was a little frustrated by not winning the all-around, and I think this helps her to feel very good about herself and gives her a real boost.
Johnson's teammate, Nastia Lukin, took silver in the balance beam. China's Cheng Fei won bronze. Overall, the U.S. women gymnasts won 8 medals in Beijing. The United States did not do as well in the women's 400 meters. Favorite Sonia Richards looked poised to win, but then fell behind in the final stretch. Britain's Christine Ohorogu surged to take the gold, and Richards settled for bronze.
I am very disappointed, but like someone told me, success is a journey, so I'll just continue along my journey, keep working hard, and hopefully get some gold medals in the future.
Ohorogu almost didn't make it to Beijing. She had missed 3 out-of-competition drug tests, and the British Olympic Committee banned her from the Games for life. But Ohorogu argued she had already served a 12-month suspension. She appealed the ban and won. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Beijing.